Alright, his car's in the driveway, which means he's home. And Discord says he's on Helldivers, which means he's not super busy either. I think tonight's the night. I'll put my plan into action. It's the first time I've had the house all to myself, so I can't let this opportunity go to waste. I'm finally gonna make my move. I can't believe I had to create this elaborate plan to get him alone, even though he lives across the street. He's just always hanging out with my brother. It's so annoying. I know I'm acting desperate, but his smile. I just can't stop thinking about that smile. Hopefully I can see that smile again. And soon, since my family's out on vacation. I was only able to escape their boring plans because I managed to convince my mom I'm sick. But that should work to my advantage. I'm so nervous. No, I just need to set this up to look like an accident. I bought this cute laundry dress just for the occasion. I'm sure this will get his cheeks nice and red. Oh, wow. It's pretty short in the back, but I think this is exactly what I need to get his attention. Alright, on to the next step. This is where it might get a little bit risky. Since my family thinks I have a fever, all I need to do is text my mom Miranda to sequel and can't fall asleep. She'll immediately text him to check up on me, and in a matter of minutes, he'll be over. Or at least, I'm assuming, if it all goes according to plan. Okay, deep breaths. You got this. Just a little push and everything falls into place. Alright, the text is sent. Here goes nothing. Maybe I should have planned this out better. What if I make things awkward by pretending he walked in on me wearing this? No. It's better to make it seem like an accident than by being too forward and answering the door in straight-up lingerie. I just want to be secretly alluring. Okay, no more doubts. He's gonna walk in, see me, and what? What's the plan after that? I didn't really think this far ahead. I assume he's gonna make the first move. Focus, just focus. You've got this. He's just a guy. A really cute guy, but still just a guy. Huh? No way. Is he already at the door? I was panicking, so I didn't even think to check if he's walking over. I hear him walking closer. It's now or never. What are you doing here? I thought I was home alone. No, it's fine. You just scared me. No, don't worry about it. I know you didn't knock because you thought I was sleeping. You've always been considerate like that. I just didn't expect anyone to see me wearing this. Though, I appreciate you checking up on me. Just don't tell anyone you saw me wearing this, okay? It can be our little secret. Hey, I know it's embarrassing, but you don't have to avoid looking at me like a Medusa. You won't turn into stone, you know. Huh? Why'd you wrap me in a blanket? But now you're pouring me some medicine? No, I really don't need it. And I don't need this blanket either. You even brought me some food and water? I was such an idiot for thinking this would work. You You're too much of a gentleman for your own good. No, seriously, I don't need the medicine. I'm not even sick. I know what my mom texted you. She only said that because I lied to her. I was just trying to get you to come over here. Yes, I'm upset. I was trying to make my move on you, you idiot. I mean, who casually wears lingerie? I was trying to impress you. And instead of staring, you covered me in a blanket. By look on your face, I think you're finally understanding what's happening. I set this all up. My reaction to you walking in on me was totally fake. I was fully expecting you to walk in through that door. I know we probably sound crazy, but whenever you come over here, you never pay attention to me. You're always so busy hanging out with my brother, playing video games. But did you even know that I play video games too? Did you even care? I feel like you're a ghost in my house. You're here practically 24/7, but a conversation alone with you? Forget it. I was just sort of expecting that this would get a reaction out of you. That it would somehow grab your attention. But you didn't even blush or look at me. Is there something wrong with me? You avoid me on purpose? But why? What do you mean, self-control? Huh? Don't tell me my brother's been getting in the way this whole time. You seriously feel that way? You jerk. How could you keep that to yourself this whole time? I was freaking out. I thought for sure you'd stop coming over here because it would be awkward. You secretly enjoyed the view the whole time, didn't you? And to think this whole time you were trying to be respectful because you thought I was sick. Regardless, I think that was very sweet of you. Hey, if you're worried about my brother, he says he has to find out. We have those to ourselves, cutie.